I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A report says there are about 40% more people in Illinois prisons than the system was designed to handle. The nonprofit Forward.us advocates for criminal justice and immigration reforms. The nationwide report estimates nearly half of Americans have had an immediate family member in jail or prison at some point. Felicity Rose is with Forward.us. She hopes the report reduces the stigma of incarceration.
There are so many people who have been impacted by it, and I think that that's just unknown, and people feel very isolated, and like it's something that's shameful and they can't talk about. So I hope that this gives people an opportunity to understand that they're not alone.
According to the report, more than half of people incarcerated in Illinois are Black, 30% are white, and about 13% are Hispanic. The report also notes about 6% of Illinois children have had a parent in prison. Meanwhile, a shuttered Southern Illinois prison is infested with mold, dimming area residents' hopes it may someday reopen. The Southern Illinoisan reports an inspection of the former Tams Correctional Center found high levels of two types of mold that cause health issues, including respiratory illness. The inspection was conducted in 2015. This was about 3 years after then-Governor Pat Quinn closed it to cut costs. Illinois colleges and universities are asking for a big budget increase next year. Brian Mackey has more.
The Illinois Board of Higher Education wants a funding hike of more than 16%. The additional money would primarily go to operations at state universities, which suffered monumental cuts during the budget stalemate a couple years ago. It would also boost grants to help low-income students go to college. Niall Robinson, the board's budget director, says the amount of money Illinois puts toward higher education has been dropping for nearly 20 years.
We don't believe there's any other major sector of the state budget where we are actually significantly below in real dollars where we were in 2002.
But even if state universities get their full request for next year, that'd be the equivalent of just 57 cents on the dollar from when funding hit its peak nearly two decades ago. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois officials want to hear about your experiences driving the highways or riding a commuter train. IDOT is conducting an online survey through the U of I Springfield. Responses will guide the department as it plans the state's transportation future. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois State Senator Dale Fowler has been chosen to serve on Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker's Job Creation and Economic Opportunity Transition Committee. The Republican from Harrisburg says he's excited to see the Democrat Pritzker reaching across party lines. With some pushing for a Green New Deal, Fowler says green energy is something he could get behind.
I think that's the wave of the future, and I'm going to be extremely open-minded and be supportive of whatever's best for Southern Illinois and Illinois as a whole.
Fowler says he wants to work with other committee members to improve job growth in the southern part of the state and capitalize on natural resources, particularly the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers and the Caro Port Terminal Project. A few hundred high school students and community college students in Southern Illinois recently got a taste of what it's like to be a Saluki. WSIU's Brad Palmer reports.
Around 400 young people visited the SIU Carbondale campus Wednesday as guests of the College of Business. Chief Marketing Officer Christy Mitchell says she thinks the students got the message that SIUC is a great place to be.
The feedback we've gotten so far has been really good. We've already heard back from some of the facilitators at the high school that their students really enjoyed it, and the ones that were not able to make it are really disappointed now that they found out how much fun they had.
Mitchell says the students started with a welcome reception where they could visit information tables from all the colleges on campus. They also heard from current students and alumni, such as College of Business graduate and U.S. Olympian Deanna Price. Mitchell says she hopes to do this annually. I'm Brad Palmer.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.